A prayer. Open our eyes to see you. Open our ears to hear you. Open our hearts to love you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you sit, please? Two young boys were causing their parents a great deal of anxiety. They were getting into all sorts of trouble, and especially stealing. At their wit's end, the mother and the father went to their vicar and asked him if he would talk to the boys. Appointments were arranged and the first boy arrived. After some initial chats, the vicar gently asked the boy, "Where is God?" The boy looked all around the room and up at the ceiling, but gave no answer. After waiting a few minutes, the vicar again asked, "Where is God?" This time the boy hung his head, looking down at his shoes, but again did not answer. The vicar was becoming irritated by now and said a third time, "Where is God?" At this, the boy jumped up and raced home. He went straight to his bedroom, slammed the door and threw himself on his bed. His brother came in and said, "What's wrong?" His brother replied, "Now God's gone missing. And they're trying to blame us." But if we ask today, "Where is God?" the answer comes back to us from the Christian gospel readings, beginning with this morning's reading of the angel Gabriel's visit to the Virgin Mary. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be holy and will be called the Son of God." Where is God? Well, here he is. As one of us, God reveals God. Christmas is a magical time for many people. This evening, in millions of homes, Father Christmases all over the country will be filling stockings for little children who will excitedly dream of the gifts they hope he will bring them. The crib with the stable, the angels and the shepherds and all the rest still catch our imagination. But the marvel of Christmas lies in the words of our gospel when the angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her that she would bear a child, Jesus, the Son of God. God took our full humanity and so offers us a vision of his glory in the birth of his babe, of the birth of the baby Jesus, the Christ child. Some years ago, the National Gallery held an exhibition of Christian art. It was called Seeing Salvation. Many of the pictures of Mary showed her with the baby Jesus, but with an adult face. He is already older than her. The point in this is that this child is not just any other child. He is the eternal presence of God through whom all things were made. this child is the child who existed before there was life. This child is the Son who is with the Father throughout all eternity. This is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Well, that sounds very impressive, but how does that help with us so much adversity in the world? During the last 12 months, we have seen an unprecedented rise in major disasters, earthquakes, floods, and famine. Displaced people on a massive scale, war, violence, and homelessness. We're reminded daily of racism and sexism. But God is at work. These examples of suffering have changed the mood of people. People have become more caring, more compassionate, more generous. And it's not only been about giving money. I read recently that more than half of us, a staggering 26 million, regularly volunteer our time to help others. Sometimes with high-profile celebrities leading the way, and more goods now being fairly traded, so helping to stop unfairness and discrimination and poverty. Caring for the world's most vulnerable has been placed onto our personal agenda. And it's this sort of generous compassion that we see God in Christ, the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. The darkness has not overcome hope as lives are being transformed and rebuilt with the help and generosity of others, enabling God's light to shine out in the world wherever generosity, love and grace and the search for truth and justice coincide. We see the power of Jesus. I was given a bookmark by a friend, and on it it says, "To see thee is the end and the beginning. Thou carriest me, and thou goest before. Thou art the journey, and the journey's end." What this scripture tells me is that whether in the devastation and rebuilding of this year's disaster areas, or in the quiet spirituality of our church this morning, God is the same, both end and beginning, both carrying us through and leading us off, both with us here and now and waiting for us at the end of all of our travelling. So, where is God? God is always where there is grace, which is generosity and truth, which is integrity, held together to make loving connections and ripples of hope. When you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, God's grace tells you that your life is not your own. It's a gift, but it demands a new integrity of you. God is not missing, as that little boy thought. God hasn't been stolen. Because the day when God hears our question, where is God? He sends his invitation to us once more, refreshed by another Christmas. I am here, he says, among you as you worship. Come to me. I am there with you as you live by grace and truth. God with me. I am wherever in the world a light still shines in the darkness. Look for me. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.